M-E-N-D. Let's just tell them that. M-E-N-D.
M-E-N-D. Mm-hmm. Universe Buzz, all one word allied, .wordpress.com.
And also, you've got your MartyEllen.com.
That's those two sites. Those two websites are actually on that blog site. But the blog site is a very good introducer to this world because I break it down for you in bytes. I actually show you the opening theme that a star thinks she's singing that's original, which is not original at all.
It's amazing.
So that is the initial provocation for the whole story to open, is a star sings this tune out, and then before she gets to the end of the rift, which basically completes the family trademark, she's murdered.
Is that Ray?
So that's Rachel.
Rachel. Yeah.
Rachel.
Because I've been on your site so many times, and there's just so much there, and it's so intriguing, it's so amazing that sometimes it's hard to put it all together.
You know what? It's because when the book comes out, Jay, the story will begin at the beginning. And the beginning of the story is really important because it sets the passageway for you to learn about each character. You know, people in this era often just jump ahead to pages here and there. This really, because it's new, it requires you to begin at the beginning.
Wow. Begin at the beginning.
The first chapter, though, is on the site. Who would have thought?
That's kind of a novelty, to begin at the beginning.
Well, no, it's an instruction manual, so I mean, it's
right.
Like anything else that has instructions. If you don't begin at the beginning, you can't quite find the access to it.
Now, tell me a little bit about Star Child.
Well, Star Child was actually just the way it morphed. Star Child was originally the name that I used for the stage play when it became the script. And that's before it became a complete book series. So I haven't used that name for this for quite some time.
Ah.
But Star Child was the original name of one of the stage plays.
Wow, you are out there. You are out there, Marty Ellen. How wonderful. Gosh, we wish you so much luck, and I'm looking forward to, I've read part of the skeleton score, but I'm looking forward to all of your information and your interactive game and everything. Helping students with music. I mean, there's just so much application for this wonderful system that you've created.
Right. It has a fabric to it that actually is showing your identity as a currency. So you are begin to learn how the characters work, you begin to, just like in Dungeons and Dragons or The Matrix or any big work like Dune, you begin to inhabit the character's world, and you take over more of their world as you move through the story. It's very formulaic, again.
It's fascinating. Very fascinating. Check it out. Marty/Ellen.com. And give them your other one where you've got the mend.
Right. It is www.menduniversebuzz.wordpress.com. And we would welcome comments, so please come aboard and comment.
And if they look it up because they couldn't get all that down, just remember Universe Buzz and look up Marty Ellen and check her out. She's just renowned, just a lot of awards she's won and grants. And we thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you, Marty.
They can Google my name as well, Jay, by the way.
Yeah, and I know I've Googled you, and there's a lot there.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Marty.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Marty Ellen from New York. She's a fascinating woman.
Is that where
she's
calling from, New York?
She's calling from New York.
Nice.
Fascinating. I mean, a composer. She's very professed in music. She's...
Do I get this?
Outstanding. Yet? I don't think you get it. I don't even get it yet.
Is it an online game?
It's going to be.
It's going to be.
An internet where you can go on and go through the whole game plan. You get the... I mean, it's hard
but
to
it's
really
yet.
Grasp yet.
Yeah, it was a play first, right? It was a play.
Well, there was a play.
Called Star Child.
Star Child. But that was...
That kind of was
like the beginning. This
right.
whole thing kind
developed.
Of evolved.
Oh, it sure has.
Yeah, and she's got people on board. She's got a beautiful website. Both of her websites are beautiful. She's got people helping her. She's got quite a great team. And, of course, like any entrepreneur, she's invested her life in this. And when it all... Pops.
Ooh, money. Money
we'll be
in the
there.
Future.
We'll be there
her.
To enjoy it. Wonderful. Thank you, Marty Ellen, very much for being on Broadview. We'll be right back. There's more to talk about with JP and Amy and me. I'm Jay Davis.
The Buzz.
Cartledge, Cartledge & Company is the longest-running privately owned CPA firm in Northern Nevada. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They take pride in their commitment to help the local community and their clients with their specific needs. They specialize in professional tax services, IRS problem resolution, accounting, bookkeeping, financial, retirement, and all your investment services. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
In Nevada, when times are tough, we join together and bounce back even stronger than before. That's why we're pleased to support a bold, new initiative, the first ever Nevada's Big Give. On November 17th, residents throughout Nevada will be asked to provide needed support to state and local charities. Our goal that day is to raise $1 million in 24 hours. Every little bit helps, so please join us November 17th by visiting nvbiggive.org and support your local charities.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Welcome back. And we were just talking to the very intriguing Marty Ellen Hill, who has developed MEND, which is Musical Encode Decode. And are you getting it, JP?
No,
you're kind of looking
confused
over there. He's got this blank look on his face. Huh?
Okay, it's going to be an online game, or it already is.
It's in the process.
What do you do with the website then if it's not already?
Well, you check it all out. You see, read the story, and okay. She talks about the book, The Skeleton Code, which is the manual.
But that's not out yet.
You can read it right there online. You can read it at her website. Go there and kind of check it out. I swear, I've talked to her many, many times, and she's so intelligent. I mean, it's just like a genius. You try to figure out exactly what she's talking about. But it is a whole universe with characters. There's murder, intrigue, and everybody in the show in the book.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Every
still explaining
person
it.
In the book, in the story, has a musical code to them, like it's their DNA.
Right.
And there are certain things, like, let me just tell you about this real quickly, because I know people out there are going, huh? Lily Barrington, she's the antagonist. She's a lawyer and a musicologist in Washington, D.C., and she's there to do research on her husband's famous family. Now, a news broadcast suddenly announces the murder of their daughter, pop star Rachel Barrington. See, I've got to give it to you in layman's terms. Rachel and Lily have been fighting, and now Lily is a suspect.
You don't understand the other
Well,
terms.
I know it, because she's a genius.
Brilliant.
And it's hard. You've got to bring it down to here, and she has a hard time with that because she is. She's so brilliant. Anyway, Lily is suspected of her daughter's murder. Rachel leaves behind a music score that stops just short of revealing a key that activates her father's new invention, MEND. The Musical Encode Decode. Lily is unaware that she's been sent by her family to unlock the meaning of this ancient music score, and that could empower humanity or destroy it. Her journey into the mystery of the Barringtons, how they begin, how they control the universe, becomes both her burden and her amazing...
Okay.
Wait a minute, I'm not finished. And her amazing... inheritance.
Now I get it.
Okay.
Thank you for
see what I'm
saying.
It.
That was
quite a story.
Before.
It kind of reminds me of two things. Mm-hmm. One is the Da Vinci Code, mm-hmm. and what is that game that people around the world play?
Oh, there's many of them, please.
No. What is that one with that War of the Worlds or War
Dungeons and Dragons?
No. There's another one.
A computer online game that people all over the world play together and they get
Mario
online.
Brothers?
Well, I did do that too.
Sean, where's Sean? Sean would know.
Sean would know. Where is he?
He's playing the game right now.
God, he's online. But this is going to be another one of those. But it's also going to be a story. I mean, it could be the subject matter like Harry Potter because it's magical and musical. And besides all of this, big news flash, she also has applications that, like she said, will go into children's hospitals to help with brain damage and to repair connectors with music.
From this game.
Yes. Wow. From this application. There's many applications from this one MEND, musical decode and encode.
So maybe I should stop calling it a game. It's more than
a
game.
Well, no, it is a game, but it is more. It is a game, but it is more. It's amazing, isn't it?
You got to have her on again.
I know. Well, maybe someday we'll get it.
Understand it the next time?
Well, I understand a little more this time than last time we spoke with her. That first time I was,
I do too.
And that's why I kind of stopped her. I don't like to interrupt guests. Right. But I had to stop her because she was just, you know, she's so intelligent and she knows exactly how it's all working. And pretty soon you're going, what? So anyway, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I'm going to visit the website.
So okay, am I. Visit the website. And
because, I mean, if anybody here can understand a genius, it's...
You think it's you?
It's JP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something else interesting, speaking of genius, NASA. I say